Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
I get no
Is there anyone on stage who would not support the increase of more funding to Ukraine?
We would not support it.
Europe needs to step up. I mean, I would have Europe step up and do their job.
All right, Mr. Ramaswamy, you're saying you would not too, Governor DeSantis?
I will have Europe pull their weight. Now they're not doing
you
that.
Would not support
and I think
more
we
funding?
Need to do, and I think our support should be contingent on them doing it. And I would have support in China to be able to take China and do what we need to do with China.
I think he meant support in Taiwan, but okay, fine. Different way of phrasing it, I suppose. There were only two policy questions really got asked last night. One was, would you support a national abortion ban? The other one was, you know, what would you do with regards to Ukraine? That was Governor DeSantis's answer, Vivek Ramaswamy's answer.
Mr. Ramaswamy, you would not support an increase of funding to Ukraine.
I would not. And I think that this is disastrous that we are protecting against an invasion across somebody else's border when we should use those same military resources to prevent across the invasion of our own southern border here in the United States of America. We are driving Russia further into China's hands. The Russia-China alliance is the single greatest threat we face. And I find it offensive that we have professional politicians on the stage that will make a pilgrimage to Kyiv, to their Pope, Zelensky, without doing the same thing for people in Maui or the south side of Chicago or Kensington. I think that we have to put the interests of Americans first.
Yeah, but if you really believe that the Russia-China alliance is the issue, then why would you embolden Russia by declining to help Ukraine repel the invasion there that is also prefatory to China invading Taiwan? I don't understand your answer, sir. Not exactly. I mean, I understand it plays nice to the populace to say, you know, no, use those resources here at home, but there's not really a conflict. Are you talking about deploying, you know, Stingers and F-16s and tanks here at the border? Like, it's a weird thing to say because it's not the same kind of resource, right? When we're helping Ukraine, we're not sending people, and we might consider staffing to the border, but we're not talking about, you know, anti-tank weapons there. So I'm not sure I understand the answer there, sir. Mike Pence, who is, you know, much more of a traditionalist in terms of the value of using foreign military aid from the United States to help countries around the world who, you know, by the way, have been invaded by another country.
We've been the leader of the free world and the arsenal of democracy for years. The Reagan Doctrine years ago made it clear. We said, if you're willing to fight the communists on your soil, we'll give you the means to fight them there so our troops don't have to fight them. Vivek, if we do the giveaway that you want to give to Putin to give him his land, it's not going to be too long before he rolls across a NATO border, and frankly, our men and women of our armed forces are going to have to go and fight him. I want to let the Ukrainians fight and drive Putin and the Russians back out into Russia.
I want to just briefly address
Pence,
Vice President Pence. I have a newsflash. The USSR does not exist anymore. It fell back in 1990.
Did I say
the real threat? You talked about the communists.
Nothing like quoting Obama to Romney, right? I mean, that's a weird thing to pull.
And the real communists that we have to address right now
is the... Do you not have any idea what Vladimir Putin's aims are?
You already spoke. Now I actually have something to say.
Vladimir Putin has been saying he wants to reestablish the old Soviet sphere of
influence. You've made your point, Vice President.
Yeah, so I think probably, you know, I told you before that I thought Vivek Ramaswamy, he'd make a great press secretary. I think he's quick, he's funny, he's entertaining, he's thoughtful most of the time, although he does get some things, you know, pretty substantially wrong. But, you know, that's a guy I like listening to as a debater. But as a president, I did not see that. In fact, I saw he's a guy I kind of have been secretly rooting for. you know, yeah, a little bit. Like, man, kind of.
He doesn't remind him of yourself just a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't. Nobody should elect me president.
Oh, you'd be a great president.
No,
yes, would.
No, he I would not. Yeah. I hate making decisions. I don't have managerial experience. The staffing executive, like all of the things that would make somebody a good president, you don't want from me. So I don't know. But that's exactly. He's a great talk show host. Vivek Ramaswamy's a great talk show host.
Listen to that show.
But that's not the same as being a great president. You know, that's the problem. Nikki Haley, who I think is a great presidential candidate.
A win for Russia is a win for China. We have to know that. Ukraine is the first line of defense for us. And the problem that Vivek doesn't understand is he wants to hand Ukraine to Russia. He wants to let China eat Taiwan. He wants to go and stop funding Israel. You don't do that to friends. What you do instead is you have the backs of your friends. Ukraine is a front line of defense. Putin has said if Russia, once Russia takes Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. That's a world war. We're trying to prevent war. Look at what Putin did today. He killed Prigozhin. When I was at the UN, the Russian ambassador suddenly died. This guy is a murderer, and you are choosing a murderer over a pro-American country.
First of all,
that was by far Nikki Haley's best moment of the night. I mean, the line on Thatcher was a good line.
She'd be a great president.
But yeah, like you want a president, there's a president, right? Who understands international politics, who understands the enemy, who obviously was the ambassador to the UN, and shows her, you know, diplomatic international chops on that and says, look, son, you know, you don't know, not because she's Indian, he's Indian, but just like, young man, you know, pay attention.
You want to
okay, let me address that.
China?
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to address each of those right now. This is the false lies of a professional politician. There you have it.
Under your watch,
so the reality
make America
is,
less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy experience that you all have shows in the pointless wars we've gotten into. I have to address that.
So, yeah. By the way, you know what's funny? I hadn't even thought of
argument?
It until this morning. No, it hadn't even just now it struck me making the kind of the weird comment about son. Mm-hmm. If she's Indian descent, he's Indian. So we have two Indian descent.
Nikki Taylor?
Nikki Haley's
or
yeah.
Haley. Nikki,
yeah.
The model is
yeah.
Right. Yeah, Nikki Haley is.
Yeah. And,
is,
and you know, obviously she's female. You know, Tim Scott is black. If you want to count demographics, I don't know.
Sure.
It hadn't even occurred to me because I just don't tend to analyze things that way. But that's kind of an interesting moment for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
To have, let's see, that's one, two, three, depending on which way you count minority candidates on the stage, all, you know, I mean, you
no,
know,
you're
all
right,
of whom are
it's
contenders.
Been
right.
White guys.
Right.
For
exactly.
Like ever. So, yeah. Interesting.
Candy is good in Traffic on the Fives.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
As we, I know, like into this debate, let me make sure I know. Andrew McKay for president. I love our text. I'm checking for. See, they have your support.
What is it?
Read your text while I do the traffic. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done like Andrew, yet small enough to care. 250-3756. That's for Executive Landscaping.
I thought I was small enough to care.
You are regular size enough to care, too. Now, there's a car fire. This is I-10 eastbound between Harold and Holt. Now, it looks like it's been extinguished, and I've watched the traffic cameras, but it still looks like that one lane is shut down. It's moving, finally, but just very, very slow this morning. But once you get past that area, again, that's Harold and Holt, looks like it is moving. So just be careful. If you're headed that way, maybe 90 might be the better option for you. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah, somebody here asked a good question. How come they don't cut the speaker's microphone off once their time is there so that the next one is able to speak? I can answer this question for you. It's actually very easy. You ready?
Yeah.
Ratings.
Well, that's a good point.
What would be the net effect of cutting off the of the microphone? The net effect of cutting off the microphone would be, you know, order and rules being followed. But it would be A, less entertaining, and it would be sort of, it would have the feel of censorship. Because it would be like the moderators imposing a structure upon the that's one of those things like they would have to get the candidates to agree to that in advance. You know, that would have to be a rule change that they have to agree to in advance. I don't think that's going to happen. 437-1620. Okay, so back to Ukraine, and this is just kind of interesting because my read on DeSantis last night was I don't think he was coming up with very many answers off the cuff. I think a lot of what he was doing was delivering kind of the lines he wanted to deliver or the kind of the statements he wanted to deliver when he found himself able to do so, like this one.
As President of the United States, your first obligation is to defend our country and its people. And that means you're...
By the way, not the same as saying the only obligation, just FYI. I mean, you know, right? You can defend the country and also help Ukraine.
Sending all this money, but you're not doing what we need to do to secure our own border. We have tens of thousands of people who are being killed because we're not handling...
She got that right. That's exactly it. See? Yes. That's why if you cut the mics off, you wouldn't get that response.
Emergency. I'm not going to send troops to Ukraine, but I am going to send them to our southern border. When these drug pushers are bringing fentanyl across the border, that's going to be the last thing they do. We're going to use force, and we're going to leave them stone cold dead.
We're actually going to move on to China.
Which is a practice line. We've heard him say that before. Mm-hmm. But again, that's a pivot from Ukraine to talking about the border as a pretext for landing that line. And again, what I said to Vivek is the same thing, right? We're not talking about sending javelins and stingers and, you know, Abrams down to the border. So there's no, like, it's not the one or the other. They're actually very different things. But it did lead to a question that got asked, I thought. I'm glad that they followed up with this.
As president, would you support sending U.S. special forces over the border into Mexico to take out fentanyl labs, to take out drug cartel operations? Would you support that kind of American military use?
Yes, and I will do it on day one. Here's the thing. The cartels are killing tens of thousands of our fellow citizens. You want to talk about a country in decline? You have the cartels controlling a lot of part of your southern border. We have to reestablish the rule of law, and we have to defend our people. The president of the United States has got to use all available powers as commander in chief to protect our country and to protect the people.
So I'm completely with him in spirit. I'm not sure that from the debate stage you want to announce an invasion of Mexico with special forces. Just saying. I'm with him in spirit. Yes, do. Then again, 721 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yeah, there was the stuff about Mike Pence in January 6th, which was kind of interesting. And again, I thought that was an odd moment. When you remember when they kind of asked if, who would be willing to vote for Trump if he wins the nomination, even if he gets elected or even if he gets indicted? And the weird thing about that was it was like, you know, Ramaswamy had his hand right up and the people to the right side of the stage put their hands up. And then DeSantis was kind of like looking around, you know, and then, me. I don't know.
You see both sides of that, though.
I know. And look, you know me for a long time. I adore DeSantis. I genuinely think he's a great governor. I think that his greatest strength was keeping Florida open during COVID, which meant an impact on our school kids for a generation that other states have suffered from more, keeping businesses thriving, making the economy work, all of that stuff. And philosophically, I agree with him, you know, on conservative and social issues pretty much across the board. I thought he did well last night, but I think if you're really looking for, you know, things where people didn't do as well as they could have, he didn't do as well as he could have. But he did well. Nikki Haley, I thought, did the best. Burgum actually got my attention last night for a candidate that I never would have even – I didn't even know who he was until he entered the conversation. Asa Hutchinson needs to get out. He's irrelevant. Chris Christie is the only one up there that's really like the anti-Trump candidate.
You're right.
So he has a role to play in the conversation. We'll see how that plays out in the future. But, I thought Mike Pence showed himself to be not a viable candidate last night, frankly. And he's a guy I like, too, but I don't think – he just – the party doesn't want him, and he doesn't seem to fit in, and he broke his own brand last night by responding to Vivek Ramaswamy with the jab. So your analysis, 437-1620. Feel free to text me your thoughts on all of this. If you have a car that's an import, like a Beamer, Porsche, Lexus, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, these are great imports. You might pay extra to get them, but you do pay extra to get them. You don't have to pay extra to maintain them. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. No problem. They work on diesel engines. No problem. That's something you might think is a specialty item, and it kind of is, but they do it. All your other domestics, anything else that you might want taken care of, they will take care of you. The philosophy is to bring it to them healthy so that you can not have to bring it to them broken, right? Because the big expensive things, you want to avert that with your routine, preventative, scheduled maintenance. They love to be able to save people money like that. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. And no, I'm not ever running for president.
Pensacola is the way to beach, and now you have a chance to share our slice of paradise with friends and family. Visit Pensacola invites you to share the sunshine and enter friends and family at visitpensacola.com/share for a chance to win a Pensacola vacation for two, including airfare and accommodations. Just imagine spending time with the ones you love, enjoying all the ways to beach in Pensacola. And if they win, you get a cool swag bag full of Visit Pensacola goodies. Enter today at visitpensacola.com/share.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
Wasn't actually an ad for Vivek Ramaswamy's candidacy. 727 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
The only thing that's going to slow you down this morning is if you're maybe headed toward, well, I take that back. Okay. If you're headed towards Crestview, there was an accident, a vehicle fire between Harold and Holt and I-10 eastbound. There was a lane that was shut down. It is moving. It's moving real slow, though, but it is starting to move. They cleared that accident off to the side. Highway 4 and J and Fields Road showing an accident, but it looks like that has been cleared up. And then Oriole Beach Road and Highway 98 showing an accident. But again, that's been cleared too. No roadblock there. You see an accident or a slowdown. 437-1620. Text it in along with your thoughts on the debate. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, a couple of these texts. Somebody here says, DeSantis is a great governor the way Homer Simpson's a great nuclear power plant employee. Yeah, that's not a sentiment I agree with, but, you know, we represent dissenting mics or dissenting comments as well. Somebody here says, what about Nikki Haley as president and Tim Scott as vice president?
Oh, you wish.
Very, Andrew. Very interesting ticket, but they're both from South Carolina, so that's a no. Just like Trump-DeSantis
Trump
can't
DeSantis,
work because they're
sure.
both from Florida, right? Hey, Andrew, I agree with you on Burgum. He needs to take America on a horse ride through his state. Yeah, no, that'd be
Where nice. Is he from?
North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then somebody says, Ramaswamy proved himself to be utterly unqualified for the magnitude of the job, particularly with his Ukraine answer. It was a that's not how any of this works moment that agitated all the folks on stage who had actual foreign policy experience. Yeah, I agree about that. 728, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, you know, first of all, I have to take issue with Homer Simpson not being a great power plant employee. He's been on the job for 34 years and hasn't been fired.
Yeah, that's true. And the only time that, you know, the only time that Springfield ever blows up is in a Treehouse of Horror, which those don't count because that's alternate universe stuff. So
absolutely.
Fair point. Yeah, about Homer.
The Russian.
Wow, all the hard-hitting news. This is great. Let's get y'all out of the Marconi. Okay.
The Russian mercenary chief that led an aborted revolt against Russian President Vladimir Putin is believed to be dead. More from NBC's Richard Engel.
The plane's registration number matches an aircraft linked to Yevgeny Prigozhin. And Russian aviation authorities say Prigozhin, a man Putin blasted as a traitor, was listed as a passenger on the aircraft.
Russian-controlled state media says Prigozhin was killed along with nine others in a plane crash north of Moscow. President Biden has said he does not know what happened, but says he's also not surprised. Four people have died, six others in the hospital after a shooting at a bar in California. A suspect was shot and killed by sheriff's deputies there. We'll follow that as it develops today. And new research showing a connection between how much fast food teenagers eat and mental health issues.
Uh-oh.
The Melbourne Collaborative study says teenagers that consume a lot of fast food are 14% more likely to have a mental health crisis.
But is that causal due to them eating that food, or is that correlated because the kind of people who choose to eat fast food on a regular basis are more mentally unstable? See, this is the kind of analysis that we didn't get from the study.
That's true.
David, thanks for the update. Local news coming up next, and we'll talk to Mike Wood from PPD after that.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, the first Republican debate exclusively on Fox News. Eight Republicans on the stage.
We saw those candidates out there talking about policy and really trying to connect one-on-one with voters and trying to show off their personalities out there on that stage. If we did it, that's to be seen today as America is waking up and kind of reflecting on how things went out there and figuring who they liked, because some people said this was going to be really their first impression for some of those candidates.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Milwaukee. Many topics on the table, from abortion to spending to the charges against Donald Trump, who will surrendered today in Georgia, accused of election meddling by a state prosecutor, and Ukraine.
Today, Ukraine is not a priority for the United States of America.
That's Vivek Ramaswamy. Ukraine celebrates its 32nd Independence Day today. In a statement, President Biden vows unwavering and enduring support in their war against Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 82 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. A vigil held last night in honor of that young woman that was shot and killed yesterday at the Mugs and Jugs Bar on Scenic.
There's no reason why my daughter should have been shot, regardless.
That is Tierra Binion's mother. They had a vigil again at the Wahoo Stadium last night. Binion was shot and killed at the Mugs and Jugs Bar on Scenic Highway. The sheriff's office says 25-year-old Christian Ketchup was arrested. He allegedly shot Binion as she was having an argument with his girlfriend that spilled out into the parking lot of that
while
bar.
His girlfriend was on top of her, fighting her again or beating her again. Pulls out a handgun and shoots her several times while she's laying in the parking lot. It's that simple.
And this shooting just days after another violent incident at that same bar. There was a stabbing there over the weekend. And the sheriff's office says that particular incident was being investigated as a possible case of stand your ground. Well, the area's continuum of care to address homelessness is planning to put together a governance board. That was one of the recommendations that was made last May by federal homeless expert Dr. Joe Savage. And Mayor D.C. Reeves and Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno have now sent a joint letter to Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, which included a list of recommended names that could be on that committee that creates the governance structure for the board.
Since this will be a governmental board, that's not just city and county, that's other key players, key organizations in reducing homelessness in our community. So at the end of the day, I imagine that a lot of the decision-making will rest with Opening Doors and their board, but we didn't want to sit silent and not try to be active and helpful.
And there were several suggestions made for that committee, including Chandra Smiley, the CEO of Community Health Northwest Florida, County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, City Council Member Allison Patton, and a neighborhood specialist with the Sheriff's Office, Ronnie Rivera. A Pensacola woman now accused of posing as a CNA. Apparently, it's the second time in 2 years.
30-year-old Susan Igas is accused of posing as a CNA in Crestview
and is facing multiple charges, including practicing without a CNA license and use of another person's identification. Crestview police say it happened at the Crestview Rehabilitation Center. They were tipped after someone whose identity was stolen received a letter from the facility thanking them for being an employee. Investigators say Igus was arrested just months after getting out of jail for doing the same thing in Gulf Breeze. She's being held on no bond in the Okaloosa County Jail.
That's News Radio's Joe Ford. The Florida Board of Education has now approved a rule that would allow parents to appeal an objection to materials that's used in school libraries to a magistrate.
Should a dispute not be resolved at the local level, the parent may complete the appropriate form to request the appointment of a special magistrate, and then they would submit that to the department for review.
And the new rule is one more way for parents to control what their students can or can't access in classrooms and school libraries. In addition, the board also approved a rule regarding the way employees who don't follow proper procedures regarding gender-specific bathrooms are disciplined. 735 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic.
The only thing we see or that I see right now is a slowdown between Harold and Holt. It says Milton, but it's right there. And it is moving slowly now. It's finally moving. There was a vehicle fire a little earlier, so it was down to one lane. But like I said, it is moving just a little bit slow. Taking a look in Jay at the north end of the county, Fields Road and Highway 4 showing an accident. But looks like that has been cleared off to the side. And then Berry Hill and Whisper Creek Boulevard showing an accident. But it looks like that's been cleared off, too. Hey, if you have traffic tips, let us know. You can text them in at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a very hot and humid day today. Temperatures near 97 degrees for your high. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Staying warm for Friday with a high near 98 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 84 in Pensacola. Also 84 in Gulf Breeze and 82 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Ford is confronting a problem with some newer pickup trucks and large SUVs. Drivers reporting cases in which the speakers in their vehicles sound a loud and abnormal noise, often frightening the occupants. F-150 owners have been airing similar accounts of an odd sound, which some describe as a sonic boom or ear-piercing static. Drivers, in some cases, were able to turn it off right away. Others say it lasted for 15 minutes or more, persisting even after the car was shut off. Ford did not say how many trucks are affected. Netflix experienced a strong level of signups in July, a signal that its ongoing efforts to curb password sharing have so far not deterred subscribers from joining the streaming service. The California-based company posted 2.6 million additions in July, the second full month since it started subjecting U.S. members to its policy limiting accounting sharing with individuals outside their households. While the number dropped from June, it was overall elevated compared to normal. That's Your Money Now.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 740 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I know we spent a lot of time on the debate today, but obviously it's a pretty important thing for our country. So, we have a lot of other stuff going on, too, including things that are going on just overnight with a pretty bad incident. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. We normally talk to him on a Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
You be a good president, Mike Wood.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Do you want the job, Mike?
Yes.
No, you know, they say the smartest ones don't run for office, so, and I'm not claiming that I'm smart, but yeah.
I'll take it.
I can tell you officially I will never run for any type of office ever.
All right. There
you
go.
Well, if you did, you'd have my vote.
You know, and God can do anything he wants to, Mike. Just remember that. All right. So back to actual stuff within your domain. We had a shooting overnight, 6th Avenue.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, the good news is that the individual is going to be okay, or the injuries are not life-threatening. And when you get shot in the chest like that, it's usually a pretty bad situation. The other part of the good news of that is the officers do have leads in this case, and hopefully we'll be able to make an arrest soon on this.
All right. Well, that's obviously – but we don't know too much other than that at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I can reasonably say that there's no danger to the public in this particular situation, that this was a targeted individual, and hopefully we'll have an arrest on it pretty soon.
Okay, so, it's just for my own sake, I try to categorize these things sometimes. It's not domestic violence, not a drive-by, not a fight escalated like we saw at Mugs and Jugs or something like that, but something else where it was targeted to this individual.
Yeah, I believe the individuals knew each other.
Okay, all right. And for people who might not know, the city limits don't go as far north as the Mugs and Jugs, so that's more of a Chip Simmons question, which is why we'll talk to him about that next week when we have him on. You guys also had, this is, I don't know, just strange. You had three serious accidents on Scenic Highway, including one fatality this week. Is there any reason to think there's a connection between all of these, or is this just weird, terrible, bad coincidental luck?
Yeah, I think the only connection is that they all occurred on Scenic Highway. It's just got to be coincidental. The fatality happened out in Escambia County, but the other two that were a day apart from each other both happened within the city limits. And one was a single vehicle. We believe there was a health issue occurred on the driver that caused him to crash that one. So, no DUIs or anything like that, but it was just a coincidence that we had three serious accidents on a Scenic Highway this week.
Okay. I just noticed, I've been kind of paying attention to crash statistics lately because of the active transportation plan, and, it struck me as odd since there are really very few along that stretch of Scenic. Now, you get down to the bend by Cervantes and you get a lot more. That's a much more common place to have these issues, but, that's why I wanted to ask. Frankly, if it gets to be four or five, then I'm asking a very more pointed question, but at three, I the law of statistics can just look weird sometimes. You guys, you made an arrest in connection with some child pornography charges for a 27-year-old?
We did. That arrest also involved the folks from ICAC, which is the Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force.
Okay.
We worked very closely with them, and there was evidence seized from the house. It was, it's a good arrest. And, folks that do this, that have this type of images and videos on their computers,
It's a matter of time before the PPD welcome wagon is going to be knocking on your door, because these things are getting easier and easier to trace and to, you know, to keep track of. And, you know, these images, these videos get flagged. And if you're going to possess that type of thing, you know, your time is coming.
So I tend to believe about people who abuse children in this way, or people who look at these images, that there's so much compulsion in it for them that they almost, you know, cannot stop themselves, which is why I worry about releasing them ever, which is why I think recidivism is so high, is because it is so, somehow or other, it is just so compulsive. And so that even the knowledge of all of these arrests and all of these sting operations and all of, you know, like, they've got to know that you can't do this safely and get away with it, and yet they still do it, right?
Well, getting, you know, without getting too far out of my realm of knowledge on this, I'm told and that these individuals just simply can't help it at times and really don't think about the consequences and the big picture and things that can happen in the future.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and from a law enforcement perspective, this is always the challenge is, you know, there are some people who can be deterred, obviously, by robust penalties and by a realistic belief that you're going to follow through on, you know, the threat. There are other people who cannot be deterred and they have to be incapacitated. That's, you know, the different functions of law enforcement. One of them is incapacitation, which is stopping the people who cannot stop themselves and will not be deterred, right?
Yeah, that's the long and the short of it. I mean, yeah, they're not going to be able to get access to that kind of thing in prison, that's for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. You guys also, I think, had a an arrest related to somebody selling fentanyl that wound up killing somebody. Is that right?
We did. You know, these cases are not common, but maybe that's going to be a little bit more common in the future as ways to detect this sort of thing get better. This individual sold drugs to another, and he took the drugs and ended up dying, and it was laced with fentanyl, and you know, we found out who the dealer was and made an arrest on that, charging with homicide. So that's what's going to happen to future dealers if we're able to get a hold of them. And like I said, the technology is improving, and if you're going to do that sort of thing, you can expect to pay for it.
Most definitely. Hey, Mike, hang on for just a second. I want to get a quick traffic report in here from Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Looks like everything's running smoothly right now, she says, as two more pop up. Roslyn and Concordia Boulevard, it looks like that has been cleared. North Blue Angel and Pine Forest Road showing an accident. That's clear as well. Fairfield and North W Street, slow light, but there's an accident. Looks like it's been moved to the median. And we are watching Berry Hill Road and Whisper Creek Boulevard. This is in Milton. Looks like that's been cleared as well. Taking a look between Harold and Holt and Milton, it still looks very slow in that area. There was a car fire earlier. Eastbound lanes were both blocked, but it is moving now. It's just moving very, very, very slow. You may be better off again taking Highway 90. If you see an accident, have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, we always like to end our conversation every week with a did you know or a cop myth. Is it really true that? Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, this question was asked last week, and it was and this is a domestic violence situation in the home. Why do officers separate those involved instead of letting them tell their side of the story in the same room with the other? Because one may say something about the other, and the other is not able to defend themselves, and so on and so forth. And the reason that we do that, first of all, is for safety. You know, we want to get the parties separated, which is what you want to do in a situation like that. And then we're going to listen to both sides. And a lot of times, Andrew, we will approach the home and stand outside and listen. Unless there's a fight going on, which we will immediately enter the home. But unless there's a fight going on, we would like to stand outside and listen, and maybe we can decide or figure out who the aggressor is in that situation. So, we will usually figure out what's going on between listening to the stories, and then the officers will compare stories and figure out what was going on that way.
Well, and, you know, as you say, it's just kind of the old rule. Like I tell my boys, you know, if they're getting into a squabble and I say, just go away, you know, separate yourselves, go to a different part of the house, you know, leave the area is the phrase I always use. And, you know, it certainly serves law enforcement purposes, but it also serves de-escalation purposes to just separate people, because sometimes that's what you need is, you know, 15 feet can do wonders for a relationship, right?
Absolutely. And we'll get to the bottom of the story one way or the other, but safety is paramount, and that's the main reason why we have to separate everybody.
Very good. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do for the community, keeping us informed. I certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. 748 News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody had texted in the question is, Can people not be from the same state who run as president and vice president? I made the comment that you couldn't have a DeSantis Trump ticket.
Right.
You couldn't have a Tim Scott Nikki Haley ticket. The answer is a little more complicated. It's not that you can't. Like, it's not specifically prohibited. The 12th Amendment has a provision that says that when you get together to vote, you know, when the Electoral College gets together to vote for president and vice president, no elector can vote for both president and vice president from their own state. So, for example, like when Barack Obama won by a landslide, he could have had an Illinois running mate. It would have been fine because he still would have won by a landslide, even though he wouldn't have been able to win Illinois. Okay, so the problem is you kind of sacrifice your home state. Nikki Haley and Tim Scott would sacrifice South Carolina, a fairly important state. But Trump DeSantis, I mean, Florida. It's 25, yeah. Well, actually 27 now, right? Electoral votes. So not viable. This is, by the way, interestingly, in 2000, when George Bush and Gore, you remember Bush v. Gore? Do you remember the hanging chads and all of that? How close was that election?
Right.
Real close.
Right.
Dick Cheney, longtime resident of Texas, right? Yes. Moved to Wyoming where he had a vacation home, got a driver's license in Wyoming shortly before the election in order to avoid this problem. At least I think everybody believes that's why, in order to avoid that problem. So could they do it another way? You know, sure they could. But it's not prohibited. It's just, you know, tactically unwise, especially if you're expecting a close election.
Well, doesn't Trump have New York property still?
Yeah. Hello? I mean, he could move back to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways around it.
He's not going to step aside for Ron.
But you would think, you know, he'd be the, you know, no, governor, you move somewhere else. I mean.
No, I know. You know, I know.
So, all right, 437-1620, 437-1620. If you're in the market for that next vehicle because you've kind of realized that it's time. Frontier Motors is just different. And, you know, one of the things about it is you tend to think, well, you know, good quality used cars. Okay, Andrew, that's fine. Kind of everybody says that. Yeah, okay. But typically when you go to a used car place, what do they specialize in? You know, you're talking cars that are, let's just gently say middle-aged. Okay, cars that are, you know, 5-10 years old, right? That kind of a car. That's not what Frontier sells. Frontier sells cars that are a year or two. I know they might have one that's just a little bit older, but they're really specializing in cars that are, you know, almost new. Cars that are, you know, only 1 or 2 years, low miles, great condition. Cars that were like, you know, fleet cars or came back off of a lease. That kind of thing is very common for them. So they really are specializing in getting you into a car that's an almost new, but not the new car price. That's what they specialize in. So they got 300 different cars and trucks on the lot. You can go look at any of them any day of the week. The doors are open. You can go sit in them. Don't even have to ask permission. You do have to ask for a key to drive it, but, you know, of course, right? So Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years with great quality, almost new cars right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
We are Buck and Ashley Deese, proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coating.
The floor in your garage sees a lot more traffic than any other room in your house.
You may have replaced the carpet and the tile, but what about the garage floor?
Deese Elite Concrete Coatings has the answer with Pentek Industrial Coatings. Their coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy and backed by a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Our coatings are slip resistant, easy to clean, easy on the feet, and 100% antibacterial. And best of all, we can install your floors in just one day.
There are many applications for our coatings, such as patios, pool decks, driveways, utility rooms, sidewalks, and much, much more.
With amazing selections, Deese Elite Concrete Coatings can help give your floors the makeover they deserve.
Call Ashley at Deese Elite Concrete Coatings for a free estimate today. 850-329-5599. 850-329-5599.
Or visit our website at DeeseEliteCC.com.
Schedule your project today with Deese Elite Concrete Coatings. Your floor is worth it.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Quick, name 2 things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Touch a Truck Career Expo is Saturday from 11 to 4 at Community Maritime Park. Activities for all ages. $5 at the gate. See visitpensacola.com for more. The crew of Airship Pirates and the crew of Cheers presents the Summer Splash Bash this Saturday at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds, benefiting the cruise charities. More at eventsrelaxing.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It might happen. Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my butt.
Governor Christie, you were kind of late to the game there, but you raised your hand?
No, I'm doing this. Look. Look, I'm doing this, not
and I know
this.
You didn't.
Well, no. Come, what's
and the no, point? Look, here's the bottom line. Someone's got to stop normalizing this conduct. Okay?
Now, talking about President Trump, January 6th.
Now, whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States. And
cheers become booze, to which he says.
And you know, this is the great thing about this country. Booing is allowed, but it doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change the truth.
Winner in the most booed category last night, I think that's for sure. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Chris Christie there. Oh, I haven't had much chance to play Tim Scott audio, but Tim Scott did have, I thought, the best close of anybody, or maybe just had the best close in comparison with a lackluster performance through the rest of the evening.
I had the good fortune of a mom who works 16-hour days making sure we have food on our tables. She taught me that if you're able-bodied in America, you work. If you take out a loan, you pay it back. If you commit a violent crime, you go to jail. And if God made you a man, you play sports against men.
That was a pretty good line, right?
That's a great line.
7:56 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
So 90 is slow. Now, this is westbound from about Ward Basin, maybe to the Blackwater Bistro. Towards that area, towards Canal Street in Milton. Just very slow on that curve as you're making your way into downtown Milton. I-10 eastbound, it's still very, very slow after a car fire there this morning. It had all the eastbound lanes blocked. So it is moving. It's just very, very slow as best as we can tell. Berry Hill Road and Whisper Creek Boulevard in Milton showing a crash, but moved off to the side. Blue Angel Parkway and Pine Forest Road showing an accident, but also moved off to the side. And Fairfield and W, it looks like that accident has been moved into the median, so no problem there. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The South Carolina Supreme Court has reversed their decision and approved the state's six-week abortion ban with a 4-1 vote yesterday. The court replaced the existing 20-week ban. Lawmakers did add some exceptions to the original six-week ban, including exceptions for rape and incest. Halle Berry will pay $8,000 a month in child support as part of her divorce agreement with Olivier Martinez. That divorce was finalized this week, 8 years after the couple split up. And
so he got custody and money?
Apparently, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Unusual.
All right, yeah.
And Subway has a new owner today. It's the parent company of dozens of restaurant chains, including their sandwich competitor, Jimmy John's. Oh. Rourke Capital has purchased Subway, ending their five decades of family ownership. Of course, Subway's been closing tons of stores, 570 over the last year, 1,620.
Really? I hadn't noticed that. Okay, interesting. So what else does this Rourke Capital own other than Fantasy Island?
Well, I'm glad you asked. They own Jimmy John's, as I mentioned, Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins. They own Sonic, Arby's, and even Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wait, so the people who own Sonic, Arby's, Dunkin' Donuts, Buffalo Wild Wings, Jimmy John's, and now own Subway?
Yes.
That is a... My brain
that's
is having
portfolio.
Trouble... At, like. Putting it all
I
together.
I want to work for them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That's basically, that means the whole universe is carved up between them and Yum Brands, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
The
yeah.
whole
right.
fast food
Just think
world.
If you worked for Rourke, you could order everything. The plane.
Like without lettuce?
Yes.
Okay, I know what you meant.
Okay, David. Sorry. Fantasy Island. Look it up, kids. I'm old, man. Sorry, my jokes don't land.
But do you have to get a tattoo to work
Not-
there?
Oh, there it is. You're old, Andrew. I don't get that joke.
I am old enough. But yeah, I know you wouldn't. You're not old enough. All right. So there's like eight people are like can't even drive right now. They're laughing so hard.
I doubt it.
Good for you. Every once in a while, Candy feels like she's going to throw up when she's laughing.
I do.
So, you know,
that's true.
It's fantastic.
Every day.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
There's still no word on the legal status for former Gulf Breeze Mayor Ed Gray and his either new trial or new plea agreement. We'll have more on that story after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.
Some friendly fire at the first Republican presidential debate. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The eight candidates on stage in Milwaukee on Fox had a chance to make their case and go after each other and the president.
The election cycle officially kicked off here in Milwaukee last night with a debate that focused on issues like the economy, crime, abortion, and a bit of mudslinging.
I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy attacked from all sides, as was President Biden.
We need to send Joe Biden back to his basement and reverse American decline.
Governor Ron DeSantis, a leading contender in the pack of eight GOP presidential candidates, though all still well behind the frontrunner who skipped the debate. In Milwaukee, Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
That front runner, former President Trump, plans to fly from New Jersey to Atlanta today to turn himself in on charges related to trying to overturn Joe Biden's election win in Georgia.
The area around the jail will be put in a hard lockdown. That includes a temporary no-fly zone in this area. Now, the sheriff says ultimately that he plans on treating the former president just like he would any other criminal defendant, and that includes the expectation that he will take the first presidential mugshot in history. Now, so far, nine of Trump's 18 co-defendants have surrendered here, including Trump lawyers John Eastman, a smiling Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, and the most notable, Rudy Giuliani.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Atlanta. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says it helps, but that his government had nothing to do with Yevgeny Prigozhin's reported death in a plane crash in Russia. He was the leader of the Wagner mercenary group fighting in Ukraine on Russia's behalf. He also led a failed brief uprising against Russian military leadership in June, leading to speculation that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered him killed. America's listening to Fox News.
36,000, 25, 1. These are the three numbers to remember to get the visibility and control you need instantly. 36,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses close their books in days, not weeks. 1. Because NetSuite is everything you need all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist for free at netsuite.com/today.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Ending 57 years of family ownership, the Subway sandwich chain is sold to Rort Capital, the private equity group that owns Dunkin', Baskin-Robbins, Sonic, Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Jimmy John's, and others. A restraining order against Google is rejected.
The restraining order requested by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is aimed at preventing Google from removing YouTube videos of the Democratic presidential candidate based on the company's COVID-19 medical misinformation policies. Kennedy has long been a vocal critic of certain vaccines, and the videos show him discussing COVID-19 vaccines. In rejecting Kennedy's request, the Biden-appointed U.S. district judge said his case is unlikely to move forward because there's no evidence the government significantly encouraged Google to take them down. Because of that, the company can't be considered a state actor, suppressing his freedom of speech. Kennedy did not post the videos mentioned in his lawsuit against Google. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A crackdown on the Catholic Church escalates in Nicaragua.
Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has declared the Jesuit religious order, of which Pope Francis is a member, illegal and ordered the confiscation of all its property. The move comes 1 week after the government confiscated the Jesuit-run University of Central America in the country, claiming it was a center of terrorism. It's the latest in a series of increasingly authoritarian actions by the government against the Catholic Church and opposition figures. The Jesuit order, also known as the Society of Jesus, has condemned the measures. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
American Katie Moon and Australian Nina Kennedy agree to share the pole vaulting gold medal at the World Athletics Championships in Hungary. They each cleared 4.9 meters, that's 16 feet, and failed three attempts to get over the bar at 4.95 meters. They had a choice, a jump off where the bar would be lowered until somebody failed, or agree to share the gold medal, which they did with a smile and a hug. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:05 at News Radio 92.3, 84 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. I'm David Wayne. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Well, another Mr. Rourke joke. Do you think before everybody goes out, he says, smiles, everybody smiles, because...
How do you have these jokes?
I know. I'm
You're
only
29.
29 How
right.
do I know Fantasy Island so well? It used to come on before Love Boat. God, it was a good show. As we take a look at our roads, I know, Candy, shut up, do traffic. New energy drink today. Berry Hill Road, Whisper Creek Boulevard in Milton showing an accident, but no roadblock at this time. Blue Angel and Pine Forest, same thing. These are all clear, but just watch for emergency vehicles. Fairfield and W Street showing something, and same with... Roslyn Way, Concordia Boulevard. Now, that was an hour ago, so I'm pretty sure it's been cleared off to the side and just done with. Oriole Beach Road, Highway 98, that's in Gulf Breeze, and still very slow between Harold and Holt. It is down to one lane after a vehicle fire this morning, so caution there and caution wherever you are. If you have a traffic tip or a Fantasy Island joke, 437-1620 if you have traffic tips, text them in if you would. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. And a vigil held last night. This was in honor of the young woman shot and killed yesterday at the Mugs and Jugs bar on Scenic Highway.
Ever since she was a child, she's like always been like a social butterfly, you know what I'm saying? Like to make people happy, smile, or whatnot. Didn't like being, didn't like seeing people down.
That was Tierra Binion's mother at that event last night. She talked with Channel 3. Tierra Binion was shot and killed on Wednesday morning. Deputies say she was fighting with another woman in the parking lot at the Mugs and Jugs bar when the suspect, 25-year-old Christian Ketchup, allegedly punched her, knocking her unconscious, and then shot her 6 to 7 times in the parking lot. Now, this is the second violent incident at that particular bar in recent days. There was a stabbing reported there last weekend, that incident being investigated as a stand your ground case. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says they've wrapped up a months-long narcotics investigation, and that led to 13 arrest warrants, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cash, and seized drugs as well. A total of 8 search warrants were served throughout Escambia County, and that involved multiple agencies, including the Sheriff's Office, Pensacola Police, Santa Rosa and Okaloosa Sheriff's Offices, FHP, even the FBI involved in this investigation. In total, they say 200 fentanyl pills, 17 pounds of cocaine, 1 pound of meth was recovered. Investigators also seized several handguns and $300,000 in cash, as well as a stolen AR-15 rifle. The former mayor of Gulf Breeze, that was accused of filming teen boys undressing in his home, still doesn't know if he'll get a new trial or a new plea agreement. The News Journal reporting that prosecutors and lawyers for 71-year-old Ed Gray did have a court hearing this week, but they didn't come to a decision as of yet. Gray pleaded no contest to charges in 2021. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison despite prosecutors and his defense expecting a sentence of no more than 1 year. That sentence ended up being vacated. He'll either get a new trial in October or another plea agreement will be made. It's 8:08. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We're going to be seeing a very hot and humid day today. Temperatures near 97 degrees for your high. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Staying warm for Friday with a high near 98 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 84 in Pensacola. Also 84 in Gulf Breeze. 82 in Milton. That heat index rising fast. Not quite to triple digits yet. But it's not far away either. 8:09, our next news at 8:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner.